This is program number LW2566. Now, there's one thing most of us like to do, at least we act like it, because we do it all the time. I'm talking about that thing called worry. We act like we like it. We do it all the time. Hi, this is Larry West. Some witty old sage came up with this rather simplified evaluation of worrying. It goes this way. There are only two things to worry about. Either you're successful or you're not. Now, if you're successful, there's nothing to worry about. If you're not, there are only two things to worry about. Your health is going to be good or you're going to get sick. Now, if your health is good, there's nothing to worry about. If you're sick, well, there are only two things to worry about. Either you're going to get well or you're going to die. If you're going to get well, there's nothing to worry about. But if you're going to die, then there are only two things to worry about. Either you're going to go to heaven or you're not. And if you're going to go to heaven, there's nothing to worry about. I mean, so why worry? He does make a little sense, doesn't he? There was an old lady one day who gave some advice I think is pretty good. Her advice? Wait 3 days. She says that if you wait 3 days, most things get all right again. She says that the basis for her advice was that when Jesus Christ was crucified on Friday, it seemed like the worst day in the year. But, she says, when she thinks of what happened only 3 days later, when he was raised from the dead, it sort of helps. So she says, when I've got troubles, I just wait 3 days, and everything gets all right again. She's pretty smart. Time just sort of takes care of a lot of things, doesn't it? It's true that time heals all wounds, at least most of them. Someone once turned that thing around and said, time wounds all heals. Maybe that helps too. Anyway, why worry? If you're a worrier, tell me, what good has it done you? Ever heard of John D. Rockefeller? Now, Rockefeller Sr. is the one I'm talking about. He made his first $1 million by the time he was 33 years old. By the time he was 43, he had built up the largest monopoly the world had ever seen, the Great Standard Oil Company. But by the time he was 53, he was a different man. He was attacked by mysterious digestive problems that swept away his hair, all of it. Even his eyelashes were gone. He lost everything except a faint wisp of an eyebrow. According to the doctors, he had a form of baldness that starts with sheer nerves. His shoulders drooped. He couldn't sleep. He was literally on his knees. He was the richest man in the world at that time, with an income of $1 million a week. But $2 a week could have more than likely paid for all the food he could eat. Milk and crackers were all the doctors would let him eat. You know what did it? Worry. Maybe what he should have done is take that lady's advice, you know, the one I mentioned a moment ago. She said, when I've got troubles, I just wait 3 days and everything gets all right again. He should have listened to her. It is true that even God waited 3 days. Maybe we ought to give God a chance. I mean, he did display a lot of power when he raised up his own son from the dead. I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Why worry? I mean, worry never made a payment on anything. Inside a cupboard of an old farmhouse in the state of Kansas a long time ago, they found a note. Here's what it said. When you worry, you don't trust. When you trust, you don't worry. Makes sense. It was David in the Bible who said something I want you to grab a hold of today. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Now think about that one today. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. More than 75,000 people have taken this course, and it's yours simply for the asking. It's 11 lessons long. It's yours absolutely free of charge. It's yours just for the asking. You can study it in the privacy of your own home. You know, when you get in touch with God by getting really in touch with the Bible, you find that really you don't have a basis for worry. Because, you see, God is in control, and he has something in store for those who come to him that's beyond our imagination. He takes care. So what is there to worry about? Why don't you write me for this free non-denominational Bible study course? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.